Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So I'm doing this podcast live every single morning. It's our new ritual for us to connect in this manner. And so it happens to be Sunday morning right now, and I got up really early. Actually, now that I'm doing this, so this is the seventh Morning Connection podcast, my body wakes up normally about 4:30 or so, and now that I'm doing this, my mind just starts going crazy. Okay, the first thing I do, my morning ritual now, one of my new morning rituals, is to connect with you, do this podcast. So my mind is just racing. Okay, what am I going to talk about? More importantly, how I'm going to keep it to 5 minutes or so. And so I got up this morning, even though it's the weekend, to do this podcast. And, you know, my wife said, you know, are you going to be doing this like every single day? And maybe you should take the weekends off. And it made me think, you know, why we do the things we do, but more importantly, why we can't do the things that we say we want to do. Maybe in this case for you, it's bodybuilding and training. Maybe it's you keep on saying, oh, I got to improve my diet. Oh, that's the toughest thing. Or I have to get to the gym more often. Maybe you're eating the way that you should and training consistently, but you can't seem to be as focused and as dedicated as you want to be to get to that next level that you say, you talk about wanting to get to. And the reason why I brought up this morning in the podcast, am I going to do it on weekends and at Sunday morning? Why don't you sleep in? Is because what I've done is I've created in my mind the reality, right? That, you know, I'm going to get up every morning. I mean, I really enjoy connecting with you in this manner. I think that's obvious. I must love doing these podcasts. But I'm building my brand. I'm building my business with making this connection for you. And so in my mind, in addition to enjoying it, I've created all these reasons in my mind how this is going to be so great. It's going to be not just a win situation for all of, for you listening to this podcast, but you know, it's going to come back and it's going to have a return for me, a win-win situation, which you got to do in life. You can't just do things for other people. You got to create situations where it's a win-win. You benefit, because the reason why I've focused so much on helping you, and I've built up the skill set over 20 years, is because I just didn't do it only to help you. I create a win-win situation where I can win too, and not just feel good in my heart that I can help other people. And that's where I think a lot of fitness professionals, they fall short, is that they give, and it takes away from their life all that dedication. You know, the skill set that it takes to learn what it takes, the bodybuilding and training skills, and then to deliver them, and the computer skills, however you communicate your message, I mean, that just doesn't come easily. It takes a lot of work and dedication, you know, beyond just telling a person how to train and eat. And so it takes a lot of time and dedication. And what usually happens is they'll peter out. It's no longer something that they feel is worth their time anymore, because they just did it to feel good, get pats on the back, to help other people, but they didn't take care of themselves. And so what happens is, you know, they don't get up to 5 years or 10 years of doing it. If you do anything for 5 years or 10 years, the longer you do it, the better you're going to be at it. So it's really important that you create win-win situations. You don't just do things only for other people. But, you know, that's obviously really important. So obviously, I really enjoy doing these podcasts, but I've convinced myself of all the ways that this is going to help myself, my family, in addition to you. All right, a million reasons why. That's what why we do the things that we do. That's when we're motivated, we're driven to do things. How can you do that? Boy, you have so much discipline to train and eat, or whatever people compliment you on. It's just in your mind, you've created these million reasons why it's going to pay off. In the end, it's going to make you feel really good. That's the bottom line, that what you're going to do in the long run, no matter what it feels like now, it's going to make you feel good. And the feedback on this morning podcast has been terrific. I have been doing a lot of things, trying a lot of things, you know, a lot of things don't work. You know, every once in a while you hit that home run and you can tell by all the things that I've done over all these years that this is one of the things that you guys are really enjoying. And I'm going to continue to do it as long as I feel as though that you're benefiting from it, that you find value in it. But the point, though, is that will it pay off? Is it worth my time? Should I be getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock on the weekends to do a 5-minute podcast? Let's see here. We're already at the 6-minute point. I haven't even gotten into my point yet. But, you know, will it? Won't it? Well, I can get up every morning and produce this thing as long as I believe it. So think about the things in life that you can't get yourself to do, that you say you want to do, right? For some of you, it's, oh, I got to get on my diet. I got to start training more often. You know, is it in your mind you just don't have enough reasons why that's so important to you, that it's going to make you feel good? You haven't really sold yourself that all that work or all that effort or that sacrifice is going to pay off? I mean, I know that sounds simple, but think about that for a second. What would be better for you if you really believe you are so dedicated to what you're doing, you just can't figure it out? This training, this eating is so hard. You've done everything possible, and you still aren't getting the results that you want. Okay, that's one scenario. How does that make you feel? Or if you can just admit to yourself, you know what? I'm just not convinced that this is worth my time. I've got better things that I'd rather do with my time. Where I'm at right now is good enough. I'd rather put my focus and attention, other places in life. Right? This, where I'm at is really good enough. Wouldn't that be freeing in a lot of ways, rather than to really have yourself convinced that you're doing everything humanly possible to get the results that you want, you're just not getting them? And here's the other thing. I'm not saying, hey, if you're not living up to your standards with your health and fitness, your bodybuilding, your training, that you just give up. But if you can have that freeing and say, hey, this isn't as important as I'm trying to trick myself into believing, right? Because wouldn't it be more empowering if you said, you know what, anything I put my mind to, if I am totally focused, I can figure it out. Maybe not right away, but I can figure it out. And the reason why I'm not doing this, I'm not following through the way that I should, is because I'm not totally committed. I'm not totally convinced that this is going to make me feel good in the long run. The other things that I'm doing, eating the way I want, sleeping in on Sundays, not going to the gym all the time, connecting with my family or my friends. You know what? Those make me feel good. And I think those make me feel good more than what I associate to the discipline of doing that thing that I say I want to do, all the hard work that comes with it. Wouldn't that be freeing in a way just to admit that to yourself? Now, that might also be freeing in the fact that you can say, hey, wait a second. Maybe I need to sit down and write out all the reasons why. Maybe I haven't been creative enough to find all the reasons why I need to stick to my bodybuilding training program, my fitness program, or whatever it is, to make more money, to start that business, to get that promotion, right? To build that website or whatever it is. Maybe I haven't thought of all the reasons why. I haven't been creative enough to think about how great it's going to be in the end, how it's going to make me feel. Maybe I'm not connected to those feelings at a strong enough level, and I'm more connected to the pain and the sacrifice that I'm going through right now. Because really, again, there's no such thing as reality. It is just your perception, right? There is no guarantee that me getting up and doing these podcasts, these connections, or anything I do in the course of my long working days, that it's a payoff. It's me convincing myself, being creative and thinking of a million reasons why that it's going to pay off. And that's what you need to do with yourself. You need to think of a million reasons why that you sticking to your diet or whatever it is you want is going to pay off. Maybe you're just not creative enough. And I've had to do that with many different aspects of my life. You know, when I was a competitive bodybuilder, it was the same thing. I mean, people said, oh, you're just amazing discipline. How can you compete year after year after year? How can you diet for so long and you get in such shredded conditions for a bodybuilding contest? How much money do you win? And when I told them I didn't win anything, that was either sounded even more silly to them or they had more respect for me, that I did it all for, you know, a plastic trophy. But see, the thing was in my mind, I said, okay, you know, what, this is my destiny. This is what I was put on this earth to do. I'm inspiring other people. This is going to set up Mass Machine Nutrition in the future, right? This is going to create a reputation. This is branding. This is image. Me doing this contest, doing the photo shoots, and then I'll do photo shoots along with it, and photos will last forever. And like I said, this brand name recognition is going to open up opportunities later on. Is that true? Is that not true? It's whatever. It doesn't matter. I couldn't see the future. I can only creatively imagine what the future would bring if I were to work hard. And if I did a good job in my mind of convincing myself that it was all going to pay off, then I can work harder. I can be more disciplined. I can stick to my goals. Now, there's other things, business goals. All right, when I was that competitive bodybuilder, all right, I trust me, on my business goals, I'm going to start Mass Machine Nutrition, I'm going to make a bazillion dollars, whatever. Those things were always, you know, on my list because I just didn't want to have big muscles. I wanted to have health, wealth, be married, have a family. Business, family, you know, those were always on the list, all right? But did I go for those things as much as I went to building that muscle, losing that body fat, winning that trophy? Hell no. Not even close, all right? Because the bottom line is I was able to creatively come up with all these reasons why the contest would pay off in the big picture, yet I didn't associate all those great feelings to being married, family, you know, business. Obviously, I would have done those things, right? So, again, you know, maybe the thing you need to do is say, hey, I just don't want it that badly. Wouldn't that be freeing? All right. And then if you want to do something about it, do something about it. You know, I don't want to save this topic for another time, but there's something that goes on in the fitness industry, this arrogance that I see all the time. When somebody really dedicates themselves to building muscle, losing body fat, looking good, they'll do everything. They'll pack all their food for the week. They'll take it along with them. Never miss a day in the gym, right? Tan, do a shave, whatever, to be this epitome of health and fitness, right? They've created in their mind why that is the most important thing in the world to them. That makes them feel good, which is great. Hey, I understand all that. Right? I've lived that. That's what you made in your mind to be the most important thing. And at the same time, you know, they're not paying attention to other areas of their life, like family, like making money. And sometimes they'll convince themselves, well, you know, I'll do that later. Okay, fine. That's your decision to do it later. You don't put a priority on that, which is fine. Or, you know, whatever, you know, I am making as much money as I want to make. I don't want to make anymore. Or I don't want a family. I don't want that type of thing. Fine. Those are decisions that you make. The challenge I have with some hardcore bodybuilders with this attitude is where they believe that the way they see the world and what they've convinced themselves is the most important thing that makes them feel good, that everybody should. And I really have a hard time when they look down on other people who aren't so dedicated to the gym or can't get themselves trained. Man, you're just not disciplined. You just don't want it. You know, geez, I have no respect for people without discipline. They look down on people like that. And it's just a matter of values in life. Because I can, trust me, okay, if you're focusing so much on your body there are areas of your life that maybe you don't care aren't quite as advanced as your focus to your bodybuilding and training. Maybe you don't care, but other people have different values. And they're looking at you and saying, what kind of family life does he have? Right? Or he's not making it. He's paying so much attention to his body. What's he going to do when he's 60 years old? He's putting all this energy. He needs to make more money, put that focus and attention into taking care of his family now and in the future. And every minute he's spending in the gym or taking selfie pictures in the mirror for Facebook, that energy can be going other places. Are they wrong? Or it's at their value, right? So they can have their opinion of your life and not choose to do it. And you can have your opinion on your life and their life and not choose to do it their way. But there is no right or wrong way to live life, right? It's what you've determined is important to you. I'll get off my soapbox this morning. But really, the thing about it is, wouldn't it be freeing if you just said, hey, I am a strong person. I'm smart. I'm dedicated. I'm determined. And the reason why I can't follow through is because I haven't convinced myself that it's going to pay off, that it's going to make me feel good. The things that I'm doing right now, I think are going to make me feel good, better, more effectively, more efficiently, more short-term, long-term, whatever, than all this stuff that I say that I want to do. Wouldn't that be freeing? And if you come to that realization and you say, well, I shouldn't be thinking that way, then get creative. Get a list. Write it down. Write down all the reasons why it should be important to you, because it's just about you being creative. Trust me, when I look back on my life and how ripped and shredded and how long I was dedicated to win some trophy on stage, I was creative. I was creative to think of all those reasons. And I don't necessarily know what they are on the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that most of them didn't pay off or pay off to the level that I thought I did when I was almost crying because I was just starving at the end towards a contest. All right. Or all the other areas of my life that I paid no attention to because of this extreme focus. All right. All right. Have a great day. Hey, thanks for your feedback on this podcast. Thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day.